talking NCAA tournament bracket with the best in the business, Jerry Palm. And Jerry, this is it. Last week of the regular season for the Big Ten. Tell listeners in your latest bracket, which is already out and up at CBSSports.com, where you have each of the Big Ten teams in your projected NCAA field.
Yeah, Michigan State's lost to Indiana, dropped them down from the top line. They are now sitting in the bracket as a 2 seed, along with Ohio State. Michigan is still a 3. Indiana moves up to a 4 after the win, joining Wisconsin on that line. Purdue is an 8, and Northwestern is still hanging in. They are a 10 today,
okay,
and then Illinois still on the outside.
Illinois on the outside. And then looking at the top again, Michigan State, Ohio State, Jerry, is there any chance? I know other schools still have games to play, but again, are there any chance for either a Michigan State or an Ohio State in your mind to maybe still get a number one seed?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's too much basketball left to rule that out, and there's not very much separation among the six teams that are still fighting for two number one spots. And those are, you know, Ohio State, Michigan State, Duke, Carolina, Kansas, Missouri. You know, right now, Duke and Kansas have those spots, but, you know, Duke has to play Carolina at least one more time, maybe twice. Kansas and Missouri could meet each other again. And Ohio State and Michigan State are going to play each other at least one more time, maybe twice. So with all those potential games left to go, you know, plus the other games that those teams will have to play, there's just too much time left to say for sure that anybody's locked anything up except Kentucky and Syracuse.
Okay, Northwestern, Jerry, like you said, they're still in your bracket. 2 games left, Ohio State at home, at Iowa. What do the Wildcats need to do to stay in your bracket?
I think they can actually clinch a spot by beating the Buckeyes. I think that that might do it. If they don't beat Ohio State, it puts a lot of pressure on the Iowa game. Because, again, the best thing about Northwestern's profile is that they have no bad losses. And Iowa, you know, even though they're playing well and they're playing at home, they lose that game, that's still a bad loss. So they've got to win that game. And that would get them, you know, into the conference tournament, where I think if, you know, if they can beat one of the top 6 teams, I think that that would put them in. They might get in even if they don't. But I think it's important for them to avoid the bad loss, because they've been able to do it all season long.
What happens if they lose both games this week? What do they have to do in Indianapolis?
Yeah, now you're talking about maybe having to for sure, they would have to beat one of the top 6, for sure, and maybe even 2,
okay,
of those teams. There's no how many games do they have to win concept, because it really matters who they play. And for Northwestern, it would be at a point where they would need quality wins. Just beating Nebraska or Penn State or Iowa in Indianapolis doesn't really help them, other than it gets them on to the next game.
Purdue, Jerry, what if they lose both games this week?
Well, if they beat Penn State, I think they're in.
Okay.
I think it's a done deal for them if they beat Penn State. If they don't beat Penn State, if they lose to Penn State at home, then that's their 3rd bad loss of the year, and I think it calls some of what has been a pretty good run of play for them into question, and they really don't want to do that. There's no shame in losing at IU. I mean, Purdue fans would hate that, but there's no shame in it. That's a quality team. And then you get to Indianapolis, you avoid the bad loss, and I think Purdue is fine for the NCAA tournament.
Like you said off the top, no chance at all for Illinois, aside from winning the Big Ten.
Oh, no, they're just off the bracket for now. I mean,
okay.
Here's the thing about Illinois. I mean, they went into the tank, and honest to God, looked like they'd quit on the season. It looked like they played 3 or 4 games in a row where they looked like they just couldn't wait for the season to end. But before they went into that stretch, that was a top 25 team, which means that they have done some good things this season. And it doesn't take a whole lot to turn that around and get yourself back into tournament contention. And it started with the win over Iowa. Now, that's not an impressive win by any means, but it's a win. And that's something they hadn't done in quite a while. So now, you know, they've still got Michigan left at home. I mean, that's a quality win if they
yep.
beat those guys. And then, you know, now all of a sudden maybe you have a little confidence and you're right back in the tournament hunt. So because Illinois did so well up until this big skid of theirs, they still have a chance, but they have to continue to play well. They can't, you know, they can't be playing like a team that wants the season to end.
What would happen, Jerry, if they beat Michigan at home, then they finish at Wisconsin, if they win both those ball games? You think they just need to win one game in Indy?
I don't know. I mean, it'll depend on what other teams do.
Sure.
You know, you can't analyze one bubble team in a vacuum, unfortunately, especially a team that's off the bracket like Illinois is. They don't really control their own destiny at this point. But they pick up two or three quality wins here in the last week and a half of the season. That, I think, gives them a pretty good chance of being in the bracket.
It's going to be fun, Jay. I appreciate your time as always.
All right, take care.